despite the series of financial troubles the Mateel Community Center has dealt with over the last year, they are happy to announce Summer Arts and Music Festival will be happening this June. Mateel Community Center board member Aaron Snodgrass says the decision came based on the fact that Summer Arts is a core event in the Humboldt community.
Well, basically, at the board level, we really decided that Summer Arts is a community event that really needs to happen. For one, it's a proven fundraiser, and we're really in the need of raising funds. And for the other, this would be the 42nd annual. It's just beloved, and it's it's family friendly, and people really enjoy it. And it would be just a shame if we didn't do it. So we'd identified that as a priority, and we're basically putting all of our energies and, you know, every little penny we can turn over into producing the event.
The Mateel is going at the production of the festival on their own without financial assistance from anyone.
People may ask, how in the heck are they doing this? And it's going to be a bit of a juggling act. And, you know, the old adage, it takes a village. That's what it's going to take to do it. And if people have energy that they can give us, you know, we need volunteers and we need people with expertise and we need artists and performers to do so basically at a low cost or a donation. That would be helpful.
Summer Arts will be happening June 2nd and 3rd. Snodgrass says,
for one thing, we've released the artwork, and we have an incredible work by Dom Chi, who's an artist in Sonoma County. He's donated the artwork to us for nothing, and it's really beautiful. We're really excited about the art, and we're basically looking at three income streams going into the festival and how we're going to basically pay for production costs, and we've discounted tickets. Last year, we saw a threshold that was too high, really, and turned off some people in the community. And we want this to be affordable, and we want people to come. So ticket prices have gone down. And for the first time, tickets will be available at the Mateel office, where you can walk in and you can pay cash, and you can actually get a ticket for the weekend for $35.
There will be some changes coming to Summer Arts this year.
There's going to be a change that hopefully most people are going to embrace, the solar stage, which is the stage on the east end of the festival closest to the highway. That's going to be strictly DJs now.
Despite the name solar stage, the stage will not be run entirely on solar power.
It was only partially powered by solar before, and we're looking into continuing to do that, but we're going to need to supplement that with other power.
The plan is to keep Summer Arts the same size while making some adjustments to, quote, make it better.
We'd like to keep it at the same size with maybe making a couple of changes to make it better, but we'd like to keep it at that level.
The Mateel will need volunteers for the event.
Well, I mean, we've got your normal volunteers, need for volunteers, and that hasn't changed. And we have Anne as our volunteer coordinator at the office. You can get a hold of her if you'd like to volunteer.
Additionally, Snodgrass says,
there's a need for pre-event site work, and there's a need for post-event site work, and then there's a need during the event, too.
Snodgrass explains the third income stream the Mateel is looking at to fund Summer Arts will be through sponsorship.
Our other income streams going into the festival, a big one is going to be sponsorship. And we have a lot of businesses that have stepped up and continue to believe in the Mateel and have sponsored. So we have those packages available, and we'd like to encourage the business community if they want to be involved in that. There's a lot of nice perks that come along with that.
Snodgrass also noted that an announcement regarding Reggae on the River 2018 will be coming out in the next few weeks. For anyone looking to be a vendor at Summer Arts, the vendor application is online at mateel.org. You can find the link on the front page of their website. Additionally, any musicians who would like to perform at Summer Arts are required to submit an application, which can be found online at mateel.org. The deadline to submit an application for performing or vending is March 16th. Reporting for KMUD, I'm Sydney Marone.